With morning, we're asked, we won't read the usual Srimad Bhagavatam section. We're asked to speak about Jula Nyatra. But hardly anything, Prabhupada has written many descriptions of Jula Nyatra. There's only a few descriptions here and there. So I can read something. They also said we can speak about Lord Balaram, because Lord Balaram's birthday is coming up in a few days. So, we heard yesterday some wonderful pastimes of Vrindavan. Am I right? Is a change from the section that we've been reading in Bhagavatam, the story of Puranjana, the forest of material enjoyment, all about the plight of the conditioned soul. What a horrible situation that the conditioned soul is in, identifying his body as a city, a place of enjoyment, merely suffering, going from one body to another, merely suffering with a little relief in between, little flicker of relief and pleasure. So we've been reading for a couple of months, and it goes on for another 5 months. To the end of, till January, we're going to hear this, how we're entrapped, the conditioned soul is entrapped and suffering in this material world. So we can have a little break and hear about the pastimes of Krishna and his devotees, which is actually the essence of life. Quintessence of life. To hear about the pastimes of Krishna with his devotees. But unless one, Srila Prabhupada said, unless one reads carefully the first 9 cantos of Srimad Bhagavatam, gradually, step by step, because the first canto is considered the feet of Krishna. Thank you. And the 10th canto is considered his smiling face. So I said, unless you actually study the first 9 cantos, then you can't appreciate the 10th canto. I mean, really appreciate it. Lovely stories, lovely pastimes. But to actually realize them, to realize them like the pure devotees, such as Srila Rupa Goswami, who we're going to read from, or Krishna Das Kaviraj, etc., who are actually relishing those pastimes so much because of their advancement in Krishna consciousness. So the preliminary, we study Bhagavad Gita, then Bhagavad Gita brings one to the point of surrender to Krishna, accepting Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and surrendering to Krishna. So surrender is actually the beginning of devotion, pure devotion, so unalloyed pure devotional service. And that has to be there, of course, because everyone in the material world, if we have a material body, it means we still have some envy of Krishna. We're not free from trying to take Krishna's position. Otherwise, we wouldn't have got another material body. This is evidence that we haven't given up that desire that there is some. I will be successful by my endeavor. So therefore, we've got another chance to try and prove, show that we will be successful. But the material success rate is zero. Nobody is actually successful. Nobody's ever been successful materially, we never heard of a person saying, I've lived my life, fantastic, and I enjoyed it, and now I'm leaving my body, I'm very happy to go, I've done what I've enjoyed, and now I'm happy to go. No, nobody says that. They all want to hang on, even though there's no chance of enjoying in the old, dry, withered up body. So that enjoying spirit has to go. There's taking the position of Krishna. He's a supreme enjoyer. When we take his position, when we try to enjoy separately from him, that is our big mistake. Neither is possible, nor is it a fact that the living entity, we're prakriti, we're created for Krishna's pleasure. So it's not a fact that we enjoy it separately. So it's not a fact, and it's an illusion to try. By engaging in activities for Krishna's pleasure, then one is naturally situated. That is the constitution of the living entity. So that obviously is the most comfortable, a wonderful position. You can't improve on that position by serving Krishna for his pleasure. So therefore, the Lord appears in the material world, otherwise we never even know where to begin, what is life, we have no direction at all. So Krishna kindly appears before our eyes every so often. And performs his pastimes. Which have been historically recorded, and the more esoteric nature of the Lord has been realized by saints and given to us. Otherwise, there'll be no information. So, unless we're free from that self-interest, the enjoying spirit, then we'll try to put ourselves in Krishna's place. When we hear these pastimes, we'll think, if I was like that, if that was me, this is a tendency. And then we start to put a material conception on these all blissful transcendental pastimes. So then we don't experience what we're supposed to experience. We don't get that awakening of Krishna consciousness. It doesn't happen. Krishna doesn't. He withholds that because of the attitude is wrong. So there were both those things are there. The transcendental activities, appearance, disappearance, and the Lord's pastimes, which one. When one understands, one doesn't have to take birth again. But the preparation is this other sections of the Srimad Bhagavatam, other narrations for our benefit to purify us of this false ego, to help us overcome the idea that there's a possibility for us to take to be the center of attention, to be the center of attraction for very long. So because there are varieties of people in the world, the human beings are classified as 400,000, and out of that, they're ranging from, that's throughout the universe, from very primitive forms to highly evolved forms. And then the Earth planet, the civilized person, they're put into four groups. According to their association with the modes of nature, they're classified as Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra. So they're considered the civilized people, civilized human beings. So they can inquire about the absolute truth or accept direction from the pious persons who place themselves under the direction of the Vedas or the scripture or the spiritual master. That is the progression. So, but because there's so much variety, then the Lord, not only for that reason, he acts simply for his pleasure. He does what he wants to do or what his devotees want him to do. But he has such a variety of activities that it's sure to attract everyone. Something there that Krishna is called, Krishna means all attractive. Therefore, it's the best name of God. All attractive. Everyone is attracted by something about him because Krishna is full, complete. Whatever he does is all perfect, all wonderful. Everyone will appreciate Krishna. Because he's the best at everything. The Prabhupada said even the thieves, they'll appreciate Krishna because he's famous for being a thief. Or even the immoral people, they'll be attracted to Krishna because he's famous as a debauchee. So the whole range of things are there. The children will be attracted because of his wonderful pastimes, childhood pastimes. So the Lord appears, Lord Balaram appears to set the scene. Shankarshan expands as the dham and the necessary paraphernalia for Krishna's activities to display his pastimes in. So that's Balaram. He's the energy of Sri Balaram. And also he personally comes into that. So he's the greatest devotee of Krishna, supports Krishna in all of his activities. And as we know, he even appeared in the womb of Devaki, just before Krishna, to sanctify the womb, to make the womb ready for the appearance of Krishna. And then he was transferred by Yogamaya to Rohini in Vrindavan. And then Krishna took his divine appearance there. So he's always, Balaram is considered the greatest devotee of Krishna. He's always supporting him in so many aspects. A very, very nice story which I like. When Balaram was later on, Balaram, after Krishna was left Vrindavan, Krishna's son Sambha kidnapped Lakshmana, the daughter of Duryodhan, I believe. Anyway, he kidnapped, as is common for the Kshatriyas in those days. It was is considered a glorious way to be married. Kidnapped, because Kshatriya means you want to show your prowess. So if you can kidnap someone, very good. And he actually successfully kidnapped her he was caught. But he was caught by all the great Kuru warriors like Bhishma, Drona, Karna, Iridon. And they all ganged up on him and subdued him and captured him, and took him to Hastinapur. So I said, now the Yadus will have to come begging for the Samba, and then we'll give them a good chastisement, we'll embarrass them. So the Yadus were very indignant that they heard that, when they heard that Samba had been captured by unfair means, and many Kshatriyas under one Kshatriya, is not, they're supposed to fight single-handedly. Although they had a, so there was all fired up. Let's go and attack. They was ready for a display of power. Then Balaram, being a thoughtful person, thought, why so much unnecessary bloodshed? So let's see if we can have some peace negotiation. So then Balaram volunteered to go to negotiate. So on arriving in the outskirts of the city, Balaram stopped and sent Uddhava. So Uddhava went to the Kauravas and told them that Lord Balaram had come with a message from King Ugrasena, and so they were very happy, because Balaram was very favourable towards the Kuru dynasty. He taught Duryodhana the art of fighting club. So they went to where in the garden where he was, and they worshipped him nicely. And so after that, then Balaram began to speak in a very grave voice, and he said, "We have come to hear. I have been sent by King Ugrasena with a message that we have heard that you have captured Samba by unfair means and with great difficulty and great loss to your side. You have captured him, and they were and I've come to advise you that you should give Samba back, bring him here with his queen, and so there may not be any loss of life, because this is the desire of our king. So you should comply." A little stronger words than that, but they didn't take it superficially. They didn't take it very nicely, because you know, they had captured the Yadu, and now the Balaram was saying, "You've got to come give him back with the wife, and just be good boys." And so they're a little indignant. Kshatriya nature is not like that. They're very. So then they began to insult the Yadu dynasty. Maybe it was Uddhava. Maybe they were speaking with him. Also, but they was criticizing the Yadu dynasty, that only because of the Kuru dynasty, the Yadus have any position. They have any opulence. Otherwise, they were nothing. Simply, we gave them shelter, and simply because of marriage ties, we're connected like that. Otherwise, we have vast kingdom, and we gave the Yadus some shelter, fed them, protected them, and even they started to use royal insignia, like the throne and the white umbrella and the yak tail. We didn't object, because we're related, so we thought, well, we won't say anything, let them live peacefully. And now they're coming back, making demands from us. Huh? We've been feeding them, and then this is the Kali Yuga must have started already. Didn't think Kali Yuga was for another 5,000 years. Just see how we're feeding these people. Now they're turning around and biting our own hands. How can you say that, you know, they're worthy of it? It's Ugrasena, and he was criticizing Krishna and the king. Balivan became really angry. The eyes became very red. He said, how dare you criticize the Yadustani king Ugrasena and Krishna? You think he can't use a white umbrella? He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. His prowess knows no limit. He has the Sridharma, the assembly hall on the Parajata flower, which grows in the heavenly planets. He brought that here. He's not an ordinary person, actually he's the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And you dare to criticize him by his glance. He can create and annihilate the entire world. Lakshmi Devi is always serving him. He's very angry. He said, you've become very proud of your opulence. So now I will, if you don't want to listen to, if you don't accept this good advice, like fools don't, says never give advice to a fool, otherwise it'd be good advice to a fool, otherwise they become angry. So then Balaram took his plow and he started to cut the land around the city, and he struck the thing and he started to pull, and the whole land started to shake, the whole city was shaking like that. And when they saw that, like an earthquake was happening, then they all come rushing out, all the leaders come rushing out with their families, and Sambha there and Lakshman behind him, and they all come out with folded hands and offered very wonderful prayers. Please be merciful to us. Please give up your anger, because we're friends. We're relatives. We just wanted to just see a display of your power. That's why we acted like this. So you please accept Lakshman, and they gave a huge dowry of elephants, and chariots, and horses, and maid servants. And this way, Balaram saved a war. So he's a very wonderful prayers I offer to Balaram. Now he's not different from Shankarshan, Shesh, the attractive principle, like we have gravity in this world. So that's an aspect of Shankarshan, the attractive force. Here we see in our we have our temple here in Rajapur. We have this the famous deities of Jagannath Baladev Sivaji Maharani. So I tell one story about Balaram, and Krishna. One devotee up there, he was a night guard. So he was on Balaram Jayanti. So he was there during the day for the festival, and the temple. He got a pot full of Mahaprasadam. So he went to, he sat down, and but he was very tired. He sat down and he dozed off to sleep before he ate the prasadam, because he's up all night, you see. But when he woke up and he saw the pot was empty, some distance away, so he understood that some dog had taken and eaten that prasadam. So he thought, oh, I made an offense, what will happen now? Because he's a local, local devotee. He thought, oh, because Jagannath is very famous for his dealings with his devotees, so he was a little apprehensive, something surely will happen. Then, sure enough, that night when he was doing his duty, guard duty, then he was sleeping. He was leaning against it, sitting against the temple, and he was sleeping. And then in the dream, from the window, Krishna came out, Jagannath came out, and threw him to the floor and started to pound him, started to punish him. And he said it was going on a long time, and he started to choke him also. And he was very angry, Krishna was very angry. And Jagannath, Prahlad, his name is Prahlad, his devotee, he said, please, please, mercy, have mercy on me. And Krishna, he said, Krishna, Jagannath was very angry. He said, mercy. He said, you know, you can only get my mercy to my devotees. And Lord Jagannath is my first devotee. Now you had his Mahaprasadam, and you disrespected that. You made an offense, sir. I'll show you mercy. He said, there's only one, cure. There's only one thing for you. He said, I'll change your body and show you mercy. I'll give you a new body. I've beaten him. He said, it was going on for about 7 minutes in his dream. My eyes were bulging out. And he said, but I was pleading with him. And he said, then Subhadra Devi came out. And she said, Dada, Dada, why are you giving so much punishment? It's not a big serious thing he did. He just made a mistake. Why are you giving so much punishment? please stop. He said, but he wouldn't stop. He was so angry. So then Balaram came. And Balaram took Jagannath and took him away. So sometimes Lord Jagannath, Lord Krishna is more angry than Balaram, but generally it's the other way around. Anyway, he gave him a warning, okay, I'll let you go this time, but in the future. And he gave him some good instructions. Jagannath Swami ki hai. Then in the pastimes of Krishna, Balaram, all those transcendental pastimes, they engage in so many variety of activities, as I said, so everyone is attracted somewhere. In the Vrindavan pastimes, they're very wonderful, very sweet, and by the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, he's given us access to those pastimes where he's dealing with his devotees in the in conjugal love and in parental love and in friendship. The special feature that the Lord Chaitanya has come to offer us, to give us entrance into Vrindavan, or to give us Brajabhav, the process how to attain this mood of the residence of Vrindavan. So primarily it's by hearing, Shravanam Kirtanam, by hearing and chanting. Of course, we're chanting the Maha Mantra, which is essential in all of our sadhana, in all of our activities, must be accompanied by the chanting of the Maha Mantra. But if Shravanam is first, but what's it first you have to hear? You can go back to Godhead by hearing. So what do we hear? Hear the name, fame, qualities, pastimes, etc. of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This will. So this is how our life as sadhana practitioners we're trying to always remember Krishna. Come to that point of always remembering Krishna, never forgetting Krishna. So to remember Krishna, then you have to hear, you have to know something about Krishna. We want to love Krishna. We have to. There has to be a reason for loving him. So one has to hear what a fantastic person Krishna is. Otherwise, why would you love him? Because he doesn't appear as a moving personality before us. He appears as a deity, which is not different. But in our conditioned state, we can't always perceive that the deity is actually the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself, because he's appearing to us just like he's made of metal or stone. Although he's not, Prabhupada said. Although the deity is not different from Krishna. But if we don't have the adhika, then Krishna reveals himself to his devotees according to our surrender to him. That much we can know him when he wants. So unless one has the qualification, then that's all you see, the external thing. And that's all you'll appreciate with the pastimes also. You'll just appreciate the external pastimes. You won't actually experience the mood, you won't actually experience the pastimes. You won't feel the pastimes, you'll just be able to imagine the pastimes. But when one is purified, one can actually see the pastimes, feel the pastimes, and even join the pastimes when one is at the stage of complete perfection. So one of those, Lord Krishna's day is filled with wonderful pastimes. One of those pastimes is the Julan swing, which he has in the afternoon. When he was younger, he would go out with the forest with the cows and the boys. Then after they took their tiffin, lunchtime, then they would take a nap. Krishna would say, you take a sleep, I'll look after the cows, don't worry. So then they would take a rest and Krishna would go to Radhakund and meet the gopis there. Then they'd have pastimes. They had pastimes in Radhakund because it's midday, the warm. So they cool then, and they go on the swing. These are also cooling. These are all cooling festivals in the time of the day. So it's going to read from the description of the Julan situation. This is from the Govinda Linamrita by Krishnadas Kaviraj, which is an elaboration on some verses by Srila Rupa Goswami. In the gopis have different kuns, their own kuns all around Siddhartha Kund, and here's a description of Lalita's kunj, one part of Lalita's kunj. It is the southeastern corner, because many things are going on in the kunjis, and all the gopis have their kunj. He said there is a jewel-shaped lotus, a jeweled lotus-shaped swing platform. And there's two big bopal trees. And those two trees make the canopy, the umbrella. And then there's silk ropes hang from those trees. And the swing this high, this huge lotus, like a big lotus flower, and there's in the center of the swing, the lotus, there's a seat with Radha Krishna. Then around that center, the whorl of the lotus, there's another 8 seeds, single seeds. And they're also shaped like lotus. They're made of rubies and coral. The big lotus is 16 petals. And there's a 2 lotus petal shaped footrests on each side of the seeds. So everything is like coming lotus, lotus-like, lotus leaf. The huge thing. And then there's silk pillows for Radha Krishna. Then there's a canopy over the top with maybe leaves and pearls and different colored cloths and golden threads. So just like if you see the jewelry we have in the Gurukul, that's made of, in a, I think, 16 lotus leaf petal leaves, a double one. It's like a double one on top of the other. And then when Radha Madhava go there, they're in their house is made with Chintamani, or maybe American diamonds, whatever they're called. But the whole Sringasayana is covered with these shiny stones. It's not so, they're very small, but if you go close you can see the whole Sringasayana is covered with that. Then so in these, then they have these various pastimes there, and that's just one corner of that one kunj. And there's many other things in that kunj also. There's, you know, big buildings, you know, multi-story buildings made of valuable stones, balconies, and then they get nice view or nice breezes. There's another big mandap for their pleasure pastimes, all kinds of things there. And those things can expand and decrease according to the pastime takes place. And this was it, glorious Shakti, that the accommodating potency. There's so many things going in, it's one kunj, but when you go in there, it can be like a city. You can go to different areas within that kunj, and you can see huge things there. And they'll according to the Lord's desire or the devotee's desire, they can change shape and things like that, just to accommodate the pastimes of the Lord, because we heard that everything is actually personal. So they just enjoy some, there's holly, you know, colored spring, colored water and powders on each other. Then they come to the Julan. It's generally this time, the hot season, July, August. It's rainy season also. So then they stop their battle. Then Vinda Devi and Kundavali, who understand Krishna's desires, they lifted Radharani and put her on the swing. Going on that with the expert in all the pleasure, who is the most expert at giving Krishna pleasure, we can understand that they will be closer to Krishna. So therefore, Mother Yasoda Nanda, Sridham, Radharani, and the gopis, they're the main close associates of Krishna, because obviously they know how to give Krishna the most pleasure, the most expert. So when they started to push it very fast, and quite exciting. And Radhika was a little fearful, so she motioned to her girlfriends. She said, but the Shakis thought the swing has become very restless because of our friend's swinging. She must be very satisfied with us, having her desires fulfilled. Now our mistress wants her friends to render some service. Understanding this, they also boarded the swing. Thus Lalita and Vishakha served the divine couple with betel leaves. Champaka Lata and Chitra fanned them. Tangavidya and Induleka served them a drink in two golden jars. And Rangadevi and Sudevi took fragrant paste and powder and quickly boarded the swing with love and eagerness. Beginning with the Lita in the eastern petal, all the Shakyas served the loving couple one by one on the indication of the beloved pair's eyes. So simply by their desire they're looking and there's no need to talk so much because everyone understands what the desires of Radha Krishna are, so everyone can quickly make the necessary arrangements. Then the most amazing thing happened. Radha and Krishna both appeared before each Shakya's eyes at the same time, because the petals were around, all the seats were around the inner seat, Radha Krishna. So that means that suddenly everyone could see Radha Krishna face to face, even those who were sitting behind. That often happens when Krishna was taking his lunch with his boys. They'd all sit in a circle around him, but everyone was actually seeing Krishna face to face. They can do that. Then the gopis, they made the swing move in very wonderful ways. And another wonderful thing was that Hari's reflection appeared at the side of each Shakya, because they're sitting on each of the one on the eight petals. But it appears he also come out there beside them. And then Krishna embraced them. And Radharani is sitting with Krishna and she's seeing how he's embracing all of her friends around him. So, very poetic description, which this is a spiritual happening there to increase the pleasure of everyone. Then Krishna was sitting in between the gopis, put his arms around them. Then Radharani stepped off the swing and she began to swing them herself. and they swing it very forcefully. And then, after some time, then Radharani, Lalita whispered something in Radha's ear, and Radharani smiled and got back on the swing again. And this way they perform these wonderful pastimes. And then when Radharani got too fearful again, it got too fast, then Krishna took her off the swing. And after that he would go back and wake the boys up. And nobody knew what happened. So these are some of the transcendental pastimes that Krishna had every day. Similar pastimes. But every day they will be ever fresh, always exciting. And these pastimes are being revealed for us by the pure devotees of Krishna, so that we can see what the actual real life is, what the reality is. There's another dimension besides what we're used to, which is we're very in this small material world, so much suffering, so hard to get through life. Everyone's struggling to get a nice situation, to get a place to live, to dress properly and eat nicely. It's difficult. Everyone's actually struggling. But this is what we actually want. We want a trouble-free life which is full of pleasure. So that's why Krishna comes and actually shows this is what you're actually looking for. This is everyone's looking for it because it's real. Everyone wants the same thing. They want a happy life without any problems. So Krishna shows that this is it. This is a happy life. There's no problems in the spiritual world. There are no problems. No old age, disease, death. No hard work. Pastimes of pleasure. Everything they do, they have a good time doing it. Krishna always, even when Krishna comes to the material world, he enjoys what he's doing. It's not a struggle for him. He's not like us. He doesn't have to prove anything to anyone. He is the controller, he is the enjoyer. But he wants to let everyone else know that, so that they can again join, become to join Krishna's party, to become submissive to Krishna and join his party. We give up that rebellious attitude, become submissive to Krishna's idea and develop affection for him, then that is the qualification to go back and join the pastimes. But this is the whole purpose of the Lord's event, to Parikinaya Sarunam, to protect his devotees, to give them an opportunity, the conditioned souls, to once again become to their normal consciousness, become attracted to Krishna and his pastimes. Then on leaving this body, then we don't have to come back to the material world. We go back to continue our blissful life with Krishna. So So that is why he performs his pastimes, and that is why we speak about these pastimes. That is why we reenact some of these pastime festivals. Like we have the Jula, then the appearance days, the birthdays we celebrate, the water pastimes, so many different ways festivals we observe, simply to increase our awareness of Krishna and to take our minds and consciousness away from Maya. This is the whole program. There's no question of controlling Maya. There's no question of actually controlling the senses and the mind. One simply has to give them a superior engagement. Otherwise not possible. Because the senses and mind are always active. You can't stop them. It's just a question of engaging them in the proper way. So that is the process of Krishna consciousness. The International Society of Krishna Consciousness is offering that an opportunity that we can engage our senses 24 hours a day in the service of Krishna. Because as soon as you stop, then the senses must be engaged in the service of Maya. There's no other alternative. So this is the direct process, simple process. How to engage, how to always remember Krishna, and never forget Krishna. Hey Bhagavan, Sri Krishna ki jai, Sri Prabhupada ki jai, Chilanyatra ki jai, Kalyan Jayanti ki jai, Dai Gopramanandi, Hare Krishna. Any comments? Maybe he gets tired of supporting everything, so he's leaning on his younger brother. He expands as a dam, trees, even some of the elder gopis, cows. Everything is, and then Krishna's personal things like his bed, and his flute, and his shoes, and his crown, they all expand and stuff. Prabhupada says in that context he's supporting everything. Actually he's the original spiritual master. He's the source of that spiritual support, Shakti. So the Adi Guru in that respect. Aladini, Samvit, and what is it? Satchit Ananda? Aladini, Samvit, and? Samvit. He's the Sandini, right, Balaram? He spends as a Sandini Shakti to maintain everything, to contain it, and contain everything. That's the impersonal aspect. sebab ada kijak